Up next is a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. To subscribe to the podcast, visit streetlevelradio.com and click on subscribe. Thanks for listening to Street Level Radio.
Do you realize today that as a Christian, you represent Christ at all times? Wherever you go, whatever you say, I wonder, what impression do people have of Christ when they see or talk with you? We're in chapter 3 of the book of Colossians today, where Paul the Apostle, writing to the church in Colossae, is giving them rather practical counsel on what it means to walk the Christian walk. Verse 16 is where we're starting, where Paul says, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another with psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord." Our Living Bible version says, "Remember what Christ taught. Let his words enrich your lives and make you wise. Teach them to each other. Sing them out in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing to the Lord with thankful hearts." As we discussed the last time we were together, I think many people will go and they'll seek direction for their lives in the Word of God when these decisions need to be made in their lives, when directions need to be found. Now, that's not a bad plan overall. However, remember, as we learned last time we were together, that we need to let the Word actually dwell in us, not go and look for it when we need it. Now, that requires a rather constant connection to it. We need to hide His Word in our hearts, Psalms 119, verse 11. Now, in our passage, he used the word teaching, in all wisdom, teaching. Now, teaching, of course, means instruction. Then he says, in all wisdom, admonishing. Admonishing means warn and correct. So there's instruction, and then there's warning. There's correction. I think the church today has left the careful and total adherence to the Word of God. Gang, it's not enough to be taught the Word. It's not even enough to hear it. We actually have to possess it as a present and personal experience. Without it, well, we're without direction. That is why Satan battles us all the time concerning our being in the Word of God. For the Word of God is the basis for our spiritual victory, and we can be so easily defeated when we are out of the Word. The Bible says here, "Dwell in you richly, dwell in you abundantly." You know, we need to realize that the language of the Holy Spirit is the Word of God. Now, going on in verse 17, Paul said, "Whatever you do, in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him." You know, that's a supreme counsel concerning finding and doing the will of God. Let's get some clarity as we read it in the Living Bible. For the Living Bible says, "In whatever you do or say, let it be as a representative of the Lord Jesus, and come with Him into the presence of God the Father to give Him your thanks." Can you today, in the exercise of that action in which you are questioning or considering today, can you do that action in the name of Jesus Christ? I mean, that speaks of actually giving glory to Him through whatever the action is that's in question. Does your life and the decisions that you make bring glory to God? Moreover, would He rejoice? Would He support in the decisions that you're making? Because as Paul has said in the past, these practices we're speaking of, these are the clothes of the new man.
That was a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information about Tim Dodson or Believer City Church, go to believerstogether.com.